I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that I will support.
That I will support
and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the.
When Dan Sullivan took the oath of office administered by District Court Judge Stephanie Joannides, it was against a backdrop of history. Besides his wife and daughter, 8 previous Anchorage mayors were on stage. That included his father, George Sullivan, who was the last city mayor and the first to head the unified borough and city municipality created in 1975. Mayor Dan Sullivan pointed to a common thread that ran through each of the administrations.
The one thing that you all shared in common is a deep and unwavering love for this great city of ours and a commitment to leave Anchorage better when you left office than when you started. And I share that passion, and today I renew that commitment.
According to his first speech as Anchorage's new mayor, that commitment contains 4 major goals for the new administration.
The first item, of course, is the development of a responsible budget that's conservative in its revenue estimates and controls spending. Now, recent revenue projections show that this year's budget, despite the good work by Mayor Matt and the recent assembly reductions, may still be short by several million dollars. And we're going to take immediate action to control city spending. We're going to be implementing an immediate hiring freeze. We're curtailing all travel. We're going to manage our overtime more strictly. And we're going to eliminate all unnecessary expenses and positions because we have to do it.
At the same time, Mayor Sullivan asked individuals and businesses to increase charitable giving, so that in restricted municipal budgets, quote, we can continue to provide services to those who are most in need.
The second most important responsibility in government is to provide a safe community. You know, we're got a mixed blessing. You know, overall crime in Anchorage, Alaska is down, but unfortunately, violent crime is on the rise, and that's just simply unacceptable.
Sullivan said one of the best ways to fight crime is to make certain the police are being deployed for maximum efficiency.
How do we know where to put them? Well, one of the first initiatives that we're going to introduce is we're going to audit how we deploy our police department and make sure that they're in the right places at the right time. You know, we've got a great police force. They're highly trained. We've added over 80 officers over the last few years, and we need to make sure this valuable public resource is being used to its best and highest use.
During his Anchorage Assembly terms, Sullivan strongly supported the Capitol building projects of his predecessor, former Mayor Mark Bagich. But he says now the city should focus on maintaining its public facilities.
Now, our maintenance division has a long list of priorities. We're going to do our best to catch up. We have an obligation to the community. When we build something, we need to maintain it, and that's going to be the focus of our capital program going forward.
The fourth proclaimed thrust of the new Sullivan administration is to solve Anchorage's energy needs, which the mayor says may be the most important issue facing the city.
I will appoint an administration official to work at the top levels of government and the top levels of industry to develop an energy plan and to secure energy supplies that will lead to a secure energy future for Anchorage.
Sullivan touched on 2 divisive issues currently facing the municipality, the discrimination ordinance and the Kinnick Arm Bridge. He described a conversation he had with Petra Kolar, the ambassador from the Czech Republic who recently visited the city. Sullivan said he told the ambassador some people were saying the public discussions were tearing the community apart.
Ambassador Kolar reminded me of one very, very important thing. He said the essential element of democratic freedom is the freedom to disagree. And sometimes that disagreement does get emotional, and sometimes it does get loud. But you know what? Democracy is like that.
Mayor Sullivan then added he didn't expect people to always agree with his decisions, but he did promise to keep the discussion civil and open. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.